I don't know much about pasturing sheep. Not many of us do. The closest I ever got to taking care of sheep was in my previous assignment in the Irish Hills, before I came here, and the cemetery was right next to the church. In fact, it was on two sides of the church, both sides of the church. And I got this brilliant idea that I presented to the cemetery committee. I said, wouldn't it be great if we would rent out some sheep to keep the grass down instead of mowing the grass? One of the committee members said, well, that would be nice, Father, but I think we need a good shepherd to take care of those sheep. Looking at me, well, I wasn't about to do that. That's as close as I ever got. Now, at home, we had one milk cow, some steers, and hogs and chickens, and one dog, and innumerable cats. We didn't know at any one time how many there were. And these animals, domesticated animals, did have an attachment to us, as your pets do. Maybe not a fish, but dogs and cats do it at least. And they do respond to our voices, because they're familiar with our voices, and they certainly trust us, as sheep would trust the voice of the shepherd in our gospel image today that's presented. And these pastors, or these shepherds, are compared to Jesus as the good shepherd who leads us and who loves us and cares for us and sacrificed his life for us. So that is the image of our picture of our God, caring, dedicated, all for us, wanting the best for us. We can survive and flourish. So I hope we have that picture of our God doing those things for us and having that love for us. Because it's certainly a good picture to have in our prayer and in our attitude toward God and in our relationship with our Lord and with others. This image has been transferred to the church pastors. And you can certainly thank God for the pastor that each of you have, that we have, mine too, and the great care he has for each of us. We don't even have to talk about it, just there. And of course, we just selected a new pastor of the Universal Church, the Catholic Church, the Bishop of Bishops, so to speak, and is the pastor of all of us. In a unique way. And our bishops are called chief shepherds of the diocese that we belong to, Bishop Earl Boyer. We're thankful for him. They make visible by their words and their teaching, their lifestyle, their actions, Christ the Good Shepherd. And we pray that they will continue to do that because they certainly need our prayers. As was mentioned in the introductory prayer, there are others who act as shepherds for us, and today we celebrate the shepherding of that mothers provide for us. Not only bring us to life, but they nurture us as we grow up. And I'd like to also include others who are like shepherds to us, our grandparents, perhaps other relatives, teachers, counselors, anybody in a helping profession, doctors and nurses, other professionals, and many, many others who have provided this gift to us. And we pray for them as well. We ask that they act in the name of God, these caring people that are part of our lives, reflect the love of the Lamb of God, the sacrifice of the Lamb of God, the wisdom of God, and may we hear God's voice in their voices and in their lives. as they follow the Good Shepherd and as they reflect the Good Shepherd for us. And all of us who have a responsibility for others, just being there for others sometimes and in guiding others, that we do so as well with wisdom and with kindness, reflecting the presence of God for them.